1845. Finishing work begins, but will still take a long time. By 1845, all the ceilings have been vaulted, the last of the iron support structures have been erected on the upper floors, and all the exterior walls have been plastered. And yet it will still be many years before the building is finally opened. The finishing of the building is complex and extremely costly, ranging from the installation of a centrally operated air heating system to the large-scale, yet artistically high-quality wall paintings and the ennobling of the raw iron structures with zinc and other paneling, shown here for the art chambers. External factors such as strikes around the revolutionary year of 1848 also hamper construction progress. Last but not least, even before the building is completed, it becomes apparent that Stuhler has assessed the situation of the load-bearing foundation soil too favorably at the time. Misjudging the true depth of the scour of up to 25 meters, he has set the pile length at a maximum of 58 feet, approximately 18 meters, a decision that has proved to be a fatal error in the northwestern part of the construction area as early as the 1850s, with clear settlement cracks and the need for first securing measures.